You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Miami Marlins enter the 2017 season with a new resolve and a determination to contend in the NL East Division. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Joe Fusaro. Joe, it's been a sad time and an off season of a lot of recovery, and still Jose Fernandez is on the minds of everybody, and they have to figure out a way to both move forward and still remember him as they put this team together.
Yeah, Don Mattingly has spoken about a lot of the players, and the kind of a theme, Allison, is this play like Jose. They're kind of the passion, the fun that Jose brought to the field and to the clubhouse. And, he was always a reminder that we were part of a game. And I think that's what they'll probably, try to do. They're not going to dedicate the season or do anything to that length. But I think the players, and I heard A.J. Ramos said the other day, even talking to the media, interacting with fans, just kind of remind that they're playing a game. I think that's one way they're going to pass on his legacy.
Giancarlo Stanton, of course, is always a big story. Everyone kind of looks to him to lead this team. It's very important if the Marlins are really going to contend in this division, he has to return to his all-star form.
Yeah, this is his time, clearly. I mean, he's now solely, Christian Yelich is too, but Giancarlo Stanton is the face of this franchise without question. He is their most impactful player, has to stay healthy, obviously. He's like 5 pounds lighter this year. Not that he was ever overweight, but he's always really big, and he's in really good shape, and he's going to be in the Classic and represent the United States. And the Marlins clearly need him just to stay on the field. And I think last year he kind of got into a rut by trying to do too much, got out of himself, was probably trying to make up for lost time because he missed a lot of time the year before. But he's working with Mike Pagliarulo now, the new hitting coach, and getting Stanton to form is key. I mean, Yelich has cemented himself hitting third when Stanton was an all-star. That's where he hit. Stanton's now hitting cleanup, and he's got a really good hitter in front of him, a good top of the order. He should have a lot of guys on base and just let his talent take over.
The Marlins have really kept the core of this team together. They really did not tinker with the roster a whole lot. And when you look at the young hitters, as you mentioned, and just the real strength of this team, it's got to be exciting for these Marlins.
Yeah, barring anything unforeseen, they're going to start the same 8 position players that started opening day last year. It's pretty much been the same team since 2013. And, they've kind of pointed to Kansas City as an example last few years when Kansas City was like at a crossroads. They held it together. They went to the World Series back-to-back years and won one of them. And the Marlins kind of are hoping that this core will grow together. They got a little bit of power. They got a little bit of speed. They're very good defensively, and they're a pretty athletic bunch as well. So, it's a core that includes, like we talked about, Stanton. Christian Yelich is knocking on the door to be an all-star. Marcelo Ozuna, many forget, was an all-star last year. So that's their outfield. That's a very good outfield. JT Realmuto behind the plate is a guy people are going to learn a lot more about. And Martin Prado is kind of the unofficial team captain. So, this is a team. And we can't forget D. Gordon just 2 years ago, the batting champ. And so it's a very interesting team. And what they think they're going to be and are hoping to be is a tough opponent for whoever they play. They want to not be, when they're facing, no matter who it is in the National League, they're going to say that Marlins team is pretty formidable. And I think at least the core 8 and the core bench guys, not a lot of organizational depth, and that's going to be the challenge ultimately, but they feel they could put 8-9 guys, mix in and be really, really strong.
They built an interesting bullpen, so there have been a few changes there and a couple guys that are really expected to step up and cement themselves into this bullpen. So how do you see that coming together?
Yeah, this was kind of the byproduct of Jose's death. The starting market was not there in terms of trade or free agents. So, what was the alternative? If you weren't going to get an ace to replace an unreplaceable ace, make a strength stronger, and that was to deepen the bullpen as much as possible. Brad Ziegler comes here, Junichi Tozawa, those two guys have logged a lot of innings. They're, A.J. Ramos was an all-star last year. Kyle Barraclough is really filthy stuff. He's going to probably pitch the 8th. David Phelps is the Marlins version. He's like a right-handed Andrew Miller type who could do anything from close to start and pitch multiple innings, and he had his best year last year. And they got depth. Allison, they got, when I look at it, they're going to go, because guys aren't going to make this team, they're going to be at least 10 deep. they're going to be like four guys that are going to start off in AAA with big league experience, and a couple of those guys could be guys throwing 100 miles an hour. And that's the reinforcement. So the challenge will be if the starters can go deep enough that they're not completely exhausting the pen, but they're also playing the analytical game where third time through the order, if that's a struggle, don't be surprised to a quick hook and use a lot of guys, you know, and on multiple nights in a row.
This is a very tough division, so clearly they do have to get a little bit creative if they're going to contend in the division. And also, there's a couple wild card spots that are up for grabs that are realistic too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they entered entered August last year, 9 games over .500, with one of those two wild card spots already in their pocket, and they really slumped in August offensively. They got injuries, and then it kind of fell apart in September as well. So if they could be more of that first 4 month team than the last two, that's going to be the real question. Is this Marlins team going to look more like the first 4 months of 16 or the last two? If they look like the first four and they continue to grow, it could be a very interesting year down here.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.